This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hey, baby.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going all right, actually, I think. Well, nothing drastic has gone wrong in the last few, minutes, so I'll call that a win, innit? Yeah. I've got a big win.
It's a win it.
Big win it. Oh, look, there's another cunt. Hang on. Cunt. Oh dear. It's the beautiful face of Dom.
Watch ya.
Yes, I have to.
How you doing? You okay?
Yeah, mate, yeah. Not too bad. How's you?
I'm groovy, Kat. I'm feeling kind of groovy.
Are you feeling groovy, Kat?
Yeah, I'm great. I just woke up. I've got new headphones on, so is the sound okay? Or
Yeah. I mean, apart from that annoying fucking Australian accent, it sounds brilliant.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you can do about that.
Yeah. No, sounds good.
Bloody Tories.
But yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of politics, I've got something brilliant. Oh, go on.
Well, Dave Yun's clearly Liberal Democrat, isn't he? So the Waitrose of politics.
No, mate. I'm either, Green really is me. And the guy who runs that's a fucking dickhead as well. So, my policies would align more with the Greens at the moment. Unfortunately, Labour's turned out to be not the Labour that I have a lot of respect for.
Yeah, a lot of that's happening here, mate.
But we'll do the intro in a minute. At least it's not bad as this news clip. God, professional segue of what happened with the reform people in Parliament.
Trust me, this is very special.
I don't understand the Constitution. I don't understand what standing orders are, what they're made up of, nor do I understand what an amendment is. There is a possibility that we might vote for something that we don't understand at the moment.
I genuinely don't understand all the standing orders. I know you may be specifically talking about one specific thing, but frankly, our ignorance as new councillors, right? I do not believe this is in any way democratic.
Even if...
Fucking hell. That actually happened. There you go, reform. Those are the fucking twats you voted in.
Well, was that in Parliament?
Actually in Parliament. Yeah. Wow. Fucking bunch of idiots.
Well, wow. I applied for a job. I did a bit of research and find out what it entails and what... And they need to know.
Yeah, that's normally quite a good idea. And speaking of jobs.
Not a bad job.
Possibly. I might have to in a few months because I quit my job. I don't work.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, I don't work on behalf of the evil fruit-based company.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's something I've been thinking about doing for quite some time now. But, you know, when... Okay, because I'm old.
Have you retired?
Well, that's coming. I like my
kid. The OnlyFans must be really paying off.
No, not quite.
Your pictures must be making a fortune.
Oh, yeah. Tens of pence.
Cucumbers, though.
I've been playing with the idea for ages, but yeah, I decided that I can no longer work for such a company. So I'm going to take a couple of months off to... kind of like do nothing, reboot, and then when I'm feeling a bit sort of like reinvigorated, I have a little thing about what we can do. Because Mrs. Wife, she's going quite a large redundancy. So that gives a little bit of bandwidth. And so we thought, right, well, with that money, this is probably be about like the only chance we'll get before we get like really old. So yeah, let's just take a couple of months off and fucking control alt delete reboot. Well, we're in a lucky position because like no mortgage left and da-da-da. So like we just have to cover food and bills. And petrol, fucking hell, price of that.
Well, this has gone down.
Oh, I don't notice. It's still really expensive. I was looking at those hybrid cars, but I don't like that CVT gearbox. It's really weird. The engine revs don't really match what the car's doing because of the weird fucking ice cream cone gearbox thing. Have you seen how they work?
No.
It's absolutely... it's like two cones and like the pointy ends... So like one goes like that and one goes like that. And it's like a glorified rubber band. And the cones get pulled apart or together, depending on the acceleration. And that moves the band up and down. And it's instead of gears. It's really clever, but it's not a very good driving experience. Christ, I'm boring. yeah, this is what happens when we don't do... this is what happens when we didn't do a podcast for quite some time. And regularly don't do them for a while. I didn't even know what episode number this is.
8,050. It's probably good that you've realised you're boring now, because it's really sweet. It's really nice and sweet that you think your wife's going to stick around when she gets a big fucking payout. Kids grown up, he's fucking off, mate.
She
had a beach in Brazil getting oiled down.
Yeah, by fucking Juan.
Possibly. Juanca. So we're looking forward to this summer. That's about it.
Small boy summer.
I'm still kind of quite numb as to having left, because like you kind of get institutionalized after a while working in the same place and the same thing, and you get to a level where you are pretty good, so you don't even have to put in the effort. You just kind of phone everything in, but it still keeps the bosses happy. But it's like, Jesus, is that it? Is that it until I either like cark out or retire? So fuck it. You only live. Actually, that's what I was. I was chatting with my father-in-law a bit earlier, because like he's kind of palliative care stage of cancer now, poor bugger. He said, "Are you religious, sir?" And I said, "No, but I think I might go Buddhist so I can like get reincarnated, come back as a bicycle seat or something." Episode 529, by the way, dear listener, of Strange Times. There we go. That's the intro. 22 minutes into the show. Yes.
Hang on.
Just
not to highlight how slacking we've been of late.
Yeah.
Our 500th episode was like 2 years ago, which should have been 104 episodes ago.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure I saw 500 somewhere. Where did I see it? Maybe not. Maybe I've been drinking. I have.
maybe you've been drinking. Yeah, maybe the Pope shits in the woods. The lovely voice that you could hear there, dear listener, was the wonderful, enigmatic, and rather sexy Dumb Risk. And we also have Kat Sorens, who's probably about the house. You're going to moan about the house? Yeah. The house that's just been built, dear listener, after about 8,000 years of planning. And
a brand new mansion.
With the concrete was the wrong strawberry flavour. So,
yeah.
I've been cutting down that cypress, Monterey cypress, in the backyard.
So racist.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Bloody Cypriots. The bloody Huguenots.
Blood clot. I keep seeing these TikTok videos where it's loads of. Black gentlemen in very funny situations when they always end up being really animated, saying blood clot, and some of the situations are quite funny. Doesn't really work on an audio podcast if it's video based, but there you go.
Not with white people.
What was I going to say? Oh yeah, the old Noisebox Radio thing's going quite well. Went to Birmingham a few weeks back to meet up with the presenters. Birmingham is pretty cool, actually. The city centre, like some of it looks really modern and lush, with lots of fine places to eat and gorgeous little nibbly things and shit. And it's really Tron-looking arcade. But the other half looks like Slough. if you ever want to know what a half-developed 70s slum in the 2000s looks like, just go to a corner of Google and search and look for Slough. It's in just outside Greater London near Surrey.
Having a bin man on strike for a year in Birmingham, surely it just stinks of shit.
No, it doesn't. And there's some really good goth pubs there, and a couple of goth shops are all like that. Fucking game clubber.
I know of one which seems to be just a pedestrian bit coming away from the bull ring. It's on the left-hand side, and it's just a door, but it goes downstairs, and it's quite rocky, gothy.
Oh, nice. Nice. We should start planning the Manchester thing soon, because I've been chatting with my mate Paul Gill, who did the fanzine and stuff. So I haven't sorted out dates and stuff, but he's offered bed and board and stuff as well. So we need to coordinate, because if I'm staying two nights...
I can sense a pigging.
well, because if I'm doing two nights, I could do more maybe at Paul's or one, you know, maybe yours if that's cool or what.
The next day, go to the proctologist.
and he's going to plan out the routes that bridge where Joy Division were famously photographed. And I'm going to go back to the
bridge,
I'm going to go back to the Hacienda.
If it's not a weekend, I'll book a day off and come with you.
Yeah.
Well, I can show you some sites as well.
Yeah, because you've got tickets to see The Cure at Withenshaw, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. But this is all it. Yeah, this is that thing. So that should be good. I saw Thomas Dolby last night. Do we all remember what Thomas Dolby sounds like, Cats and Kittens?
Yes.
Is he going to make those cassette tape things?
No, but he almost got sued by Dolby Laboratories for using the name Dolby. Now, this is what Thomas Dolby sounds like. It's brilliant. Yeah, and he was so good. There's this kind of symphony thing that he's writing, and it's a combination of a lot of his favourite works of himself, like from his canon, I'm sorry, and some of his favourite artists in the 80s, and it's like a live orchestral mashup with his synths. It's very bizarre with videos going on in the background. It's a bit of a multimedia experience, and I've just realised I've been talking loads. I should let you guys talk. Sorry, I'm rather stoned at the moment on this. Dear listener, you can't see it because it's audio. It's a Pac-Man THC vape, and it's rather nice.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So, what's been happening here? Here comes the Polis.
Yeah. Caught by the fuzz.
My daughter made her way back from Canada, so she's back in the country.
Cool.
She survived 6 months with the mooses and the shit university.
Oh. But she's all right,
Yeah, she's all right.
Oh, sweet.
She's been obviously eating a lot.
Oh, right. What's that blooming dish they do over there? It's like cheese on chips or something. I think
it's a poutine or something.
Poutine, yeah.
Bless you. And champagne comedy. Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, so then she came home and she got sick after she arrived.
Oh, no.
Some jet lag push, had people coughing her on the plane and shit. So that's fun. So she's been doing very little around the house. Whatever else. My eldest son's TV show is coming out soon.
Ooh.
He's directed a few episodes of this show called The Chaplain. It's got Hugo Weaving and...
Oh,
Hugo Weaving, I go walking. fucking hell, that was crap, wasn't it? What's it called again, mate?
The Chaplain.
The Chaplain, as in like the religious guy. As in right proper. Yeah. The Chaplain series, 2018? It can't be that.
No.
It's on SBS.
He's looking at IMDb. Just look at Hugo Weaving on IMDb. When his son did Heartbreak High, the first series, did he know that was coming to an end, or did it sort of change as they were making it?
The Airport Chaplain.
Yeah, that's it, the airport one.
Fucking hell, it's a different series, you mug. Isn't it?
What?
Well, you just said the chaplain, but it's the airport chaplain.
Oh, that changed the name.
You're confused.
So they call it the airport chaplain. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, cause right. What's just called the chaplain?
I am confused.
Introduction, yeah.
Mm. That's pretty freaking splancy, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and well, my aunt went to a shoot day that he was doing. So she got to walk through the set. You can be an extra here in an airport scene. So you can just walk from there to there and don't look over here.
Right.
So when I say action, that's your job. Just walk from there to there. Don't look at me. And she managed to do it. So, yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay. Oh, brilliant.
Which is better than my walk. Yeah.
That's cool. I want to be on telly.
I do like the first thing I saw him in was the thing called, what was it, Bodyline cricket thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think for me... wasn't he in V for Vendetta?
He was in V for Vendetta, you know, so it's fine.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, Matrix.
Obviously. Oh, fuck me, the Matrix, of course. Mr.
Mr. Anderson.
That's the fucky.
Yeah, that's the one.
Don't know if it's
Hugo Weaving, I go raping. What?
it didn't take long.
Yeah. It never does.
2 minutes, never does.
Yeah. That's as long as he lasts. Then he's also going to slag. Just dribbles out of his pants.
Outrageous.
Anyway, what's going to say? Oh, yeah. Well, my wife had to go to the doctor. Be serious.
Right.
she found a lump. She had to go to the doctor, and he said they did some tests and stuff.
Yeah.
And it turned out that her ass is just getting really big.
Dude.
I don't know. She's getting middle-aged black porn ass. So,
black porn, did you say?
No, black woman.
Oh, well, right. So I thought you said black porn.
I just saw the other one out.
Oh, blimey. So, right. Well, that's a podcast title then.
Huge growth.
Big asses. Big black asses. Yeah. Ooh, big black horses, yeah, I love it. Ooh, get in there.
Middle-aged black woman arse, that's what you could call it.
Sorry, what?
Middle-aged black woman's arse. That's what you said, basically.
Yeah.
M-A-W-A.
Do listen if you're listening
live.
Just
do the anagram. If you listen to this live, you're probably bored, like us.
Drinking a different no alcohol beer today. This one's by, I think I might mention before, Impossi Brew, triple hopped IPA. It's really bloody nice. Especially like if I have a couple of the old edibles and then top up with
the Pac-Man vape talking.
And then top up with a bit of that and a couple of these, and then it's all lovely. Everything's rosy, mate. Ain't the Queen Mum looking young? You know what I mean? Didn't you kill my brother? Oh, Wrexham Lager. Dom, what's that like?
£3.49 for four. That's what it's like.
Oh, wow. What is it like? Sort of 2%?
4%. Yeah.
It's that's all right for fosters, mild drink. A different
camp. Yeah. Fosters, they still make that.
Oh, yeah.
Not here, obviously.
Fosters.
Been in Holland.
Was it my daddy to say, there's this famously weak like ale, and it's called Watney's Party 7 or something back in the day, and he said, yeah, that drinking that stuff is like making love in a canoe. What do you mean? Fucking close to water. Oh, no, what sound effect for that? There you go.
What's been happening up north?
I didn't get that job I was going for, which is a shame. It was paying £80,000 a year and would have been quite nice and quite handy. I would have spent it, obviously.
Oh, right.
On shoes?
No, shoes. Fucking beanos, CDs, records.
Flicking the what?
port and stuff, you know. Yeah, not a lot. Today was ridiculously fucking hot, and apparently all bank holiday weekend is going to be really, really hot and sunny, so I had to get the air
conditioning. What's it, 17 degrees, yeah?
No, it begins with a 2. I can't remember what number it is. Yeah.
A 2.
Talking 30. Yeah, apparently 30 on Monday as well somewhere. Probably not here. I would have thought it'd be down Davian's way.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's, well, I mean, it got up to about 26 earlier.
Bloody hell, you guys be all dying in your sleep.
Yeah, well, I literally died, and I came back to life for the show.
Literally.
A bit, of course.
Literally happened. The thing I made up literally happened.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Fucking language is going to the tits now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we sound really old and boring.
So it's boring. Well,
I've got a note here to talk about Backrooms, but I can't remember what. That's a video game, isn't it? Yeah, that's a weird video game.
How was that? Who was that? Was it the Fratellis or something like that? Or the Arctic Monkeys?
Oh, it's like that, but in tune.
Yeah, yeah, it's almost exactly like that, apart from the notes are in a different order.
Yes, that as well.
In the right spots.
Yeah, cheers, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, shall I use the power of the internet? I keep talking totally away from the mic, so I do apologise, dear Patreon owners, sorry, subscribers, if you're not getting it in binaural Dolby stereo tonight, you cunts. Was it charged now for the Patreon?
It's about £7,000 a minute, I think.
Oh, yeah. Nice one. Sweet.
But you do get a rebate. You do get a cash back of minus 4% per hour. So
that's fair enough.
Completely worth it.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find that song. Is it this one? Oh, it's got Paddy Considine in. No, it's not that one. No. Oh, God.
It's like that, but better.
Fucking hell. It's not Brainstorm. Are you getting off on this, listeners?
I can't remember if we talked about it on the podcast. Do you remember me going on and on and on about a video from the 80s and had crows in it and I can't remember what it was? Did we discuss this?
A video in the 80s that had crows in it.
I think so. That was about 2 years ago.
We did. Yeah, we discussed it. Yeah, thought so. It's been a while since we recorded, so I can't remember what we discussed. But yeah, I finally found the song it was, and I was very relieved.
Oh, right. Oh, how relieved were you?
Face, neck and chest.
Lovely. Lovely. So actually, you referring to us that's not recording for a while. The last one was on the 18th of April. Bloody hell, it's over a month, man.
April Fool! No.
Yeah. In fact, this is only our fourth podcast this year.
Wow.
Oh, bloody hell. Blimey. We're slowing down, gents. Well,
give a man a radio career, he fucking leaves us behind, doesn't he?
Life's just really getting in the way at the moment. Well, weird. Strange, mate. Strange times. You fuckers. So what's new in your world then, Dom?
Sorry about that. What's new in my world? Yeah, pretty much. Not a lot. Watching United play, not embarrassing as much as it used to be.
Oh, is this Kicky Ball?
Kicky Ball.
Actually,
yeah.
It's coming up to the festival of Kicky Ball, so David will actually put his little white shirt on soon and join in.
No, I don't think Wales are in it.
No, I think it's real. Real teams. I don't think it's fake countries. It's not provinces or colonies because Australia's not in it either.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fucking Tories.
I have no interest in watching the World Cup at all.
I think if we get to like the knockout stage, I might suddenly pretend I'm patriotic and start to go. That's what I do, isn't it?
And then you can watch them go out in penalties.
Yeah. By the way, I found the song.
Go on then.
It's this one, isn't it?
Possibly. Can't remember.
Yeah, it is that one, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember which bit of it. But yeah,
Fluorescent Adolescence. There you go.
That's a good
fella. Apparently, yeah, that's...
What was that music quiz they used to have on where Frankie Ball used to guest host sometimes?
Celebrity Blow Your Tits Up?
Yeah, that's it. No.
Yeah. Oh, Them Band of Buzzcocks.
Yeah, that's it.
Mock the Week, oh. Never mind, the Buzzcocks was brilliant, especially when they had, what's his face?
Mark Lamar.
Well, to be honest, they're all good.
Simon Amstel.
Yeah, he's brilliant. And our big guy, Greg Davis, had a stint in it, didn't he?
Yeah, they're more recent.
He's amazing, yeah. Greg Davis. He's so fucking funny.
He's a funny guy. He has a role.
What's that new thing he's on?
Your cock.
Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Series 21 is just on at the moment over here. You're going to love it. Mm.
I'll tell you a podcast I've been getting into recently. Although, what's his chops? I'm going to get his name embarrassingly wrong on here, aren't I? Ramesh Ranganathan.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Ramesh Ranganathan. He's a... very good. he's a stand-up comedian. Really, really good. Asian gentleman who's got a slightly wonky eye, which is like kind of part of his look. But his podcast is really good. He who did he interview recently? Miriam Margulies. Margulies, fucking hell, I can't pronounce dick tonight. Because she's just a potty mouth legend.
She has. She has no fucks given.
no filter.
Yeah. She's
good, Benny.
The classic one was whatever daytime talk show she was on. She's a lesbian or gay, whatever you want to call it. And I can't remember how it came up in the context of the story, but she described pulling a cunt hair out of her mouth on live TV.
Oh, wow.
Meaning a pube, obviously.
Oh, dear. Oh, and Adam Buxton. I've been starting to listen to podcasts again because I went through. It's all fucking linked to this horrible job that I left, I was getting annoyed with stuff, and I didn't listen to any podcasts, but I'm back listening to them now. And what we got? Some F1 podcasts, which you'll find really exciting.
Of course,
yeah, Ramesh Ranganathan. Oh yeah, there's this one called. It's not called that. It's called There I've Said It. This really effeminate, very hyperactive, possibly on the spectrum, campus tits host, but he's a really, really nice guy. And, what's his name? Rossi something. That's good. Do you guys listen to podcasts much these days now?
Nope.
Not a whole lot, no. Some of it's on... I'll do it on YouTube and I'll go down some rabbit hole.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about YouTube podcasts, because podcasts should be just like a little small shittily recorded like bit of audio. And it's bloody the lockdown that kicked it off, because all the comedians and writers and stuff needed to make money. So bloody podcasts got monetized, and now it's all on video platforms as well. It's like, man.
Yeah. The only podcast I listen to, and it's very occasionally, I do it in the car only, and that's only if I'm going for a decent sort of at least half an hour drive, then I'll put a podcast on. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just radio. Rest is Entertainment, which is a brilliant podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking 10% of adverts, and I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah, there's this one F1 podcast that I do listen to. I timed it. Where was it? Yeah, P1 with Matt and Tommy. Now, the actual content is really good. And it's reasonably well produced, and they're quite engaging hosts. But 4 minutes of adverts at the beginning before the show starts, it's like, now tap me out, mate. And the only way to get rid of them is to pay. And it's a fucking podcast behind a paywall gives me the shits.
That really fucks me off. So anything where it's like games on your phone and stuff like that, it's like, we're going to make it annoying. And if you want to pay to stop it being annoying,
yeah,
then you can do. But it's like, don't make it annoying in the first place.
Yeah. So I've got the old Amazon Prime, because we order quite a lot of stuff and you get the cheaper priority posted and that stuff. With our package, we've got Prime Video, which was great. But now on Prime Video, which you pay with the extra for Amazon Prime, they now put adverts in. It's like, no, hang on. Yeah. We're already paying extra for this, and now you're putting in adverts.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, if you want to get those, you have to pay more for Amazon Prime extra cross plus finger up your fucking daisy.
Yeah,
I know. That's the big thing here when they introduced the streaming services. Ad-free TV, and then sure enough, they got you on. Like, okay, well, the ads are back now, so stick it up your ass.
Yeah, basically.
Wait, what do they have ads? Like, first they just start on, they advertise their own shows. It's like, oh, well, coming up next or on this channel or on whatever else. But then it was like, oh, yeah, here's something about cat food.
And the the adverts on Amazon Prime, they're fucking clickable adverts. So if you get sucked in by the advert, you just click on the screen on a tablet or a phone or on the telly with the remote. It's like, Jesus Christ, where are we going?
And then downloads the information.
Yeah.
I bet you had a few.
The
Amazon buttons where you assign a product to the button and stick it on your fridge, and then when you run out of milk, you press the button and it auto orders it for you.
I never
go into that because they just seem fucking dangerous. You're like 5-year-old just like or a dog's tail whacking against it.
Yeah, fucking the world is a vampire. Oh. That reminds me, there's something I was going to play you. As you may or may not have heard, I just did a very poor bit of singing of Smashing Pumpkins, Bullet with Butterfly Wings. You know that song, yeah? Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. You know, when he's doing full Cartman singing, yeah?
Yeah, you know, we made with that smashing the melancholy, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
I really didn't like it. And I put that whole band, so I'd never listened to it.
Well, okay, well, I'll give you a quick... Snatch. I said snatch, not penis. I'll give you a quick snatch of the original Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Here we go.
The world is a vampire.
Unfortunately, he really does sound like Cartman. I mean, he is a really fucking big, annoying prick, but my God, does he write some good songs. But I stumbled across this cover version. It's like a 80s-style remix. Hopefully you can hear it. Double click. Come on, you can do it. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up.
It's like the theme to a John Hughes film. He was a boy. She was a girl. And she fingered him.
Not a good one.
She's mythic.
Oh, Isn't that just amazing? I played that on my show, The Better Sound Experience, live on Noisebox Radio, 8 p.m. BST.
The word amazing is doing a lot of work in that sentence there.
Yeah, really. yeah, that was great, that was. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, he's Bill Burr's brother.
Huh?
He's Bill Burr's brother.
Who?
What? Bill Burr.
The guy that was just singing. He is Bill Burr's brother.
The guy that who's just singing is the singer from Smashing Pumpkins, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that. And he is Bill Burr's brother.
No.
Billy Corgan. Corgan, what is it called?
Billy Corgan, yeah.
He's Bill Burr's brother.
His half brother. He's Bill Burr's dad had a secret of another family.
Right. Can't Oh, here we go. Should we have the AI overview?
Yeah,
they're probably rubbish.
Oh, yeah. It's Billy Corgan and Bill Burr are at the centre of an ongoing mystery and internet sensation regarding whether they are secretly half-brothers. Both bald men in their 50s bear a striking physical resemblance, do they? Leading to the theory that they share the same father. From his days as a
child. No, but there's a podcast. The guy who's on... Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
They're both on the show, and Bill was pissed off. It's like, why have you done this? Because he was annoyed that
Howie
Mandel had set up Billy Corgan to be there when he was there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, because... I've seen Bill Burr and he gets quite annoyed on shows and stuff. He fucking takes no prisoners.
He tortures
people when he's
happy. Yeah, yes. Oh, goodness. I think we are glossing over the most important news of the day, being that it's Friday.
What's that?
Olivia Rodrigo's new song came out today.
Yay.
Olivia Rodrigo.
And it's called The Cure.
It's called The Cure.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the chords.
And later on, it gets really rocky as well. All the pretty girls in the
foreground of my mind. Oh, it sounds all right.
Good. Your album's on, Jim.
I'll skip it forward a bit for the old copyright.
Get to the rocky bit. Never be cured. Used to play a game. Come on, 2/3.
That's actually all right. I have the feeling that this is probably a bit too modern and current for me to be allowed to like it, because I'm a miserable old goth. But that sounds all right.
It's good. I like it.
Oh, I wonder if she's got a band camp.
She headlined Glastonbury this year, so probably beyond band camp now.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, interesting. Have you listened to anything groovy recently, Kat?
I was just looking for it on the pile of shit that is Spotify.
Oh, fuck Spotify up the fucking arsehole. Bunch of cunts.
Come back to me, I'll find it in a second.
All right, okay. You've got 22 minutes, yeah.
Good maths.
Maths. You can't do your math. How many beans make five? One bean, two bean and a half, and half a bean. And I've never been able to find the excerpt, clip, whatever, from the Banana Splits, because that's where it came from.
Probably can't
say it early. Yeah, the TV. La, 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 la.
I saw that on Instagram the other day.
One banana, two banana, three banana, four. Up, yeah, wrong and...
It's called Where Were You?
Where Were You?
By Vicky Santani.
Oh.
Vicky Santani.
Where were you or where are you? Where are you?
Where were you?
Where were you? Vicky. Vicky Sultana. There we go.
Where were you?
Oh.
When I needed you most.
Oh, that's very retro sounding, isn't it?
I was young and alone.
Lovely spring reverb on the guitar there.
When I asked for the truth.
I've skipped forward a bit. You know, copyright thing. Ooh.
When I left on my
nice low bass.
I'm gonna take my time.
I like that. That's giving me Bond film vibes.
That's getting two things.
Yeah.
I was getting a Marnie Coppola. I was getting...
Hard on.
That's it.
Turgid. Throbbing penis.
Gristle.
I would have formed a band called Gristle. That'd be fucking brilliant, wouldn't it?
Throbbing Gristle were a band, weren't they?
Yeah, we'd have six guitarists, but each guitar only had one string. So, like one guitarist would have the top E, the second guitarist would have the A, and da-da-da-da. There you go. Wow, this THC vape's really fucking strong.
And the one with the G string is just wearing a thong.
Hey! Thong.
Oh,
jizz.
No, thank you. Trying to give it up.
I played this the other day.
Released had recorded and eating whales and eating advocated hunting these television which advocated hunting and eating whales.
When you are hungry, you're not hungry. You are starving. Oh, body, nutrition, stomach. Fill it. Oh, hey, what's on my plate? No, it's not something. It's part of your culture to hunt it. And it's flipper licking good. Yummy, yum.
Whale.
Eat meat, whale meat. When you need a treat. Shiny, meaty creature.
Chris Morris again.
That's okay. I thought it's cassette point at the start, but
yeah, not. Absolutely brilliant. Come and help me cut this blabber up. Oh dear, comedy songs. Whatever happened to them? Whatever happened to? I'm always ranting about the fucking shitness of TikTok. Although I'm hopelessly addicted to it because I like videos of fucking hell of kittens. And goth stuff. I've discovered quite a few bands actually from TikTok. But it's kind of turning into trying to get somewhere in a band now. It's not really about playing music anymore. It's about can you do really good Instagram videos? What's all that about? It should be about the music. You know what I mean?
Can you produce 12 seconds of content that can go viral and that'll be it, and you'll be able to book a whole tour and that. Except tours these days don't tour, they go to fucking... You've seen Harry Styles, he's doing like six cities or five cities world tour, but like 30 dates in New York, and then that's it for the whole of East America.
Blimey.
Jeez.
Going to London and then playing like 14 nights in London instead of going around the whole, all the provinces or whatever.
Oh, right. That's a bit cunty.
It is, because then all of a sudden everyone's got to go down to him. It's a bit of shit, though.
Well, do you know what? I do not approve of that.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, next week, it's going to be really weird because I left my job on the Wednesday. No, this isn't going to be a Craig David lyric.
What's that say?
Yeah. Literally about... an hour before my last shift ended, I just horsed a load of edibles. So I'd start to come up when I was shutting down my Mac. Oh, it gives away who I was working for. Thursday and today have just been a bit weird. Like, my God. I thought, yeah, I can have lots of lines, but then I keep forgetting that the fucking cat always bounds in at about 5:30 in the morning just to fucking stare and say, hello. Fuck off, cat.
You're upper middle age now, so early lions are not a thing that's ever going to happen again.
No.
Even if you want to, you can't.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Up twice a night to fucking empty my bloody tea bag of a bladder.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, where? Is this what it's all about?
Basically is, yeah. If I'm not doing that, I'm fucking guiding a 15-year-old dog down the stairs.
I really wondered where you were going with that.
Letting him out for a piss and shit, and then putting loads of fucking puppy pads all over the carpet downstairs, because I know for a fact he's then going to do it again. He's 15. He's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, poor woof.
Yeah, I've got a client, and she's got rescue dogs. Big she's tits. Got three dogs in the... she's got rescue dogs, and there's just piss mats all over the fucking house.
Piss mats. There you go, podcast.
Yeah, because the dogs they'll walk near the back door and go, "Oh, I can see outside now," and then they'll do a piss inside as they're looking outside through the open door.
Yeah, well, ours never used to do that at all, and now he's just got old. He's like, he's almost forgot. He's like, "I need a piss." Okay, I'm going for a piss.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, it's only during the night. During the day, it's fine. In the evening.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
It's only the days that he didn't want.
Yeah, well,
yes.
The day after he fucking jostles it is the day we get this carpet ripped up and the new floor put down. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Because where we had the loft extension done, quite some time ago now, but
that's the way to put the howitzer.
It's had the ravages of kids growing up, and it looks a bit tatty now, so we'll have to do something about us. Get the staff to give it a lick of paint. What?
Yeah, throw another orphan on the fire, Lord Bastard.
Yeah. Lord Bastard.
Here, chuck that baby out of his little coffin and we'll use that wood for the fire. What?
You boy. What day is it?
Bathe the child and bring her to me. Oh, hang on a minute.
Bring farthings for a piece of shit.
Yep, we'd never charge 3 farthings for this show. Right, kids.
It's 7,000 pounds. But you.
1,000 pounds? Oh. A watched item on mate, someone's selling some I don't know if you can see that, some lovely old Reeboks.
I thought it was like a chocolate donut.
Well, did you just get an eBay message as well?
Yeah. Oh, that's more.
Oh, I've discovered Vinted.
Oh, yeah, Vinted's pretty good. I've got some aviator shades off Vinted. All right.
So easy to list. It's just literally seconds. I like eBay.
Yeah.
Postal all covered for you. I like it. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll sell a lot of my old repurposed child pelvises on there.
Excellent. Yeah. Good vases.
Yeah.
They're
going to
be worn out.
Oh, dear.
CDs because I collect now CDs.
Oh yeah, you do like that, don't you? Yeah, weirdo.
I know. I don't know why. Because do you know what I like about it? It's a sort of like it's a window. It's a picture of the zeitgeist at the moment. So you see like all the early ones in the '80s are fucking brilliant, and the '90s there's some good ones and some good sides. I've listened to 107. It's a load of acronyms, and I don't know any of the people on there. Well, very, very few of the people on there.
That's a really strange way to come out as gay, isn't it, Kat?
Well.
No, I know what you mean. And I'm just looking at the vinyl now on the Discogs. Number one, the original. Mm. That's probably quite expensive.
No, I was doing it. I've got
one. Right. One of them's 84p.
Yeah. I think CDs.
Oh, that's not a good quality one, though.
Hang on, is it vinyl? Now 4 on CD is worth a lot because it was the first CD and it wasn't that many.
Oh, right. Yeah, the most expensive one is 63 quid.
I think vinyl wise, it's probably one of the later ones.
Fucking hell.
obviously.
I've got a bunch of Metallica picture discs that I've never used. They were given to me by a mate from college when I was about fucking, I don't know, 19. And they've just been sitting in the cupboard because, yeah, well, I didn't have a record player. And, yeah, I just had them on CD anyway. So, yeah, I just sit.
I sort of had loads of them, Rose's picture discs, different ones, and ended up selling them or giving them away or something like that.
Yeah.
So many things. That's probably what my worries is, like getting into CDs and vinyl and stuff, because CDs are like, because I can put it on my iPod and fill my iPod up. I've got 31,000 songs on there now, which, you know, in the daily streaming, that's nothing, but I just like the idea of it. You know, can be stuck, never will be, but I could be stuck in the middle of the woods, and as long as I had earphones, I could listen to something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like the sometimes just getting away from not having update notifications and stuff like that. So sticking some earbuds in or headphones wired in, plugged into it.
Wired for sound.
You won't, Cliff.
Look
so,
out.
Yeah. So I've got everything on iPod anyway, or a lot of stuff on iPod, and I've got some stuff on vinyl, which I refuse to transfer to digital because it just defeats the object.
Right. And then
I've got a bunch of CDs. So today I got, what did I pick up from Vinid? I got Use Your Illusions 2, even though I've got it on vinyl and everything else.
Oh, blimey.
I know. I got, what was it, Guns N' Roses Live era, double disc, whatever it was, I can't remember what it was called, and also Chinese Democracy. And I've not listened to Chinese Democracy since it first came out.
Patchy album, isn't it? Really patchy. Yeah.
I cannot believe how terrible Axl Rose fucking sounds on the overproduced fucking bag of shit that took 19 years to come out.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm surprised he turned up at all.
And he's a bit of a state now, isn't he?
Mate, you listen to that now and you think, oh, I can see how his voice was already changing from the usual illusions and whatever before. You listen to him now when they're touring now and I think there's new records coming out and stuff like that. He sounds fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. A bit squeaky.
Yeah, and it's like, just pick a different key, mate. Fucking sing it deeper.
Yeah.
Rather than the screeching that you're doing.
It's like a fucking strangulated chicken.
On a good day. Really bothers me because, you know, he had the state presence and everything like that, and it was great. Not anymore. And yet you get people like fucking, I don't know, Robert Smith, for example, we'll be seeing soon. He still sounds fantastic.
He really does, bless him. Yeah. Oh, I'm so looking forward to that. That's going to be good.
I've got a few. Unfortunately, I've got David Gray next month.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Is that with the old Trouble and Strife?
Trouble and Strife. Well, she's with all of them. But, yeah, that was her choice. So I acquiesced and got the tickets for it. But we've got that. We've got The Cure. We've got the Cortinas.
Okay.
Even though I had reservations, we've got The Prodigy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A Keithless Prodigy.
Correct, yeah. So I saw him at Nebworth in 96. Fucking...
That would have been mental.
Far better than Oasis. I was in the front pit as well. It was absolutely crazy. It was really, really good. It can't be the same. It cannot be a patch on what it was then.
Yeah, it'd be weird. Well, do report back. When is it?
They're all within, like... It's either the week before or the week after the
Cure.
Oh,
right. Ah, cool.
I've got one on Friday and one on Saturday. So, fortunately, it's only 200 yards away from the house.
Ooh. What have I got next? Thomas Dolby yesterday, then A Perfect Circle, Mac DeMarco, The March Violets, Sig Sig Sputnik, The Cure, Ian Lee, Spratly's Japs, Liqueur. Oh,
before you move on. I saw a Facebook thing from Ian Lee pop up. He'll do an hour show.
Oh, yeah.
For £350 in your house.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really fucking brave and funny and avant-garde and out there, or if that's just, like, desperate. I don't know.
You can never tell with him. He's a bit of an odd one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What else we've got? A Certain Ratio, Cabaret Voltaire, The Chameleons, and Barry from Watford. And then The Mission. Fucking hell, I've got loads. The Monochrome Set, again. Daniel Sloss, he is funny as fuck. And then, yeah, Dusty Gannon and The Agonal Gasps. Have you heard any...
Dusty Gannon.
that's my drag name. Have you heard any Daniel Sloss?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Scottish
yeah
guy, not for a while.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's really good. Yeah.
What are you going to plan for the rest of your weekends?
Oh, I was just about to say that. I don't know, actually. I'm probably going to start to... I'll probably get a bit of an existential crisis for not working. But then, yeah, some fucking housey chores I should be getting on top of. All those little things that you leave and then they build up and, like, the whole house needs rebuilding.
Yeah, I've got some similar. I've booked a week off because it's bank holiday, so I've booked 4 days off.
Oh, fair enough.
Mentally need a break from work. It's just a bit much. But, yeah.
DIY. Finally,
my decking that I tried to... I intended to start 2 years ago. And,
the decking.
Seriously thinking about it. It's just... It's going to be quite expensive for wood.
Oh, dear. Wood. The bath... you know you get those mirror doors on the front of a bathroom cabinet?
Yeah.
Well, ours from the loft extension, which is what? It's like nine years old or something. One of the hinges come off, so it dangles a little bit on one hinge precariously. It's been like that for fucking years. It's like, oh, yeah, I must fix that. And now the shed needs sorting out. It's like, oh, shit, that's all the stuff I've got to do now. Can't. I go back to work, innit?
And there's no excuse. So I've got to go to work. Oh, shit.
Yeah. But there you go. Ugh.
You got London Jets to see, Joe?
Yes, mate.
Excellent.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I was thinking of getting a tattoo on my leg, but I think Claire will divorce me. So tattoo's booked for Monday. What?
Roof attack, wasn't it? Jim Bex's speed.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of tattoos, my daughter Jet's getting their first tattoo on Monday. I'll go with them. She's getting something.
What's she getting?
She's getting some design based on our cat.
I thought she was getting a cab across the forehead.
A-cab. Yeah. Yeah. Do it across your knuckles. Yes. Right. Yeah, well, what are you doing next week, Kat?
I've got my nieces turning up here.
Four.
Mum and dad's going to a wedding, and they're not taking little peasants.
I've seen films that start like that.
Yeah, me too. No witnesses. Can't find the bodies.
So I'm going to have those two little knuckleheads running around here.
Moose knuckle, was that?
Yeah. No, I'm going to look at one of those in a minute.
Yeah. Actually, I'm hoping to do that. She's been on the she's been on the Vino Collapso, so you never know.
So we've got them here today. So that's that taken care of. And I don't know, I think I'll just fill out with my son and daughter tomorrow, do as little as possible.
Sounds like a good plan.
Sounds cheap.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And we like cheap.
Cheap like the budgie. Well, there you go, dear listener.
That was episode 4082.
Yeah, this has been another thrilling episode of StrangeTimeShow.com. Any last words?
The world has been put to rest.
Good luck from him.
So what was that, Dom?
I just said the world has now been put to rights.
Yes. Hopefully the next one will be done within a month. Actually, I can give you guys a ballpark if you want to sync Philo faxes. What I can't. So, yeah, tomorrow I'm at my dad's, which is why we're doing it today. On the 30th, so next week should be all right. And on the 6th, should be, do you know what? We might be able to do two in a row at this rate.
We need to make sure we can do an election special at some point.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
absolutely fucking need to, must. Yeah.
Well, which elections do you have coming up? Is it your general?
No, unfortunately. Unfortunately, okay. I actually make a field by-election where Andy Burnham, the Lord Mayor of Manchester, not Lord, the Mayor of Manchester, is giving up his seat to go for Labour on the basis that if he gets in, then he will become the new Labour leader and kick out Keir Starmer and be Prime Minister, which is a bit of a fucking leap. So obviously Reform and everyone else are doing their damnedest to make sure it doesn't go in.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That is what the constant.
Keir Starmer's electoral poison, which in my opinion he has been for the last 10 years, but anyway.
A bitter, bitter disappointment, that twat, really.
Yeah. Everything he says, it's always garbled around Netanyahu's balls, so it's always, it's just rubbish.
Yeah. It's not good. Well, there you go.
And our Prime Minister's the same.
There's a nice happy note to end on.
Yeah.
You bastards.
Yes. And the new Nazis are here.
And we're clear. God, a month. A month between shows are so slack.
I'm a month or Sundays. It's
been a while.
Yes, yes. Oh, I'll have to edit that and put it in the podcast. Missus. Oh, I'm knackered. I'm at that lovely sensation of being knackered and also blissfully stoned. So, I'll try and throw one in, and if that doesn't work, I'll just...
Well, give my regards to Pete.
I just sandblast the toilet.
You've got to stop eating gravel.
Yes, I really should. Right, lads, nice one.
Nice one.
Well,
that's good.
Hopefully health and stress levels will improve now I've left Cunty Place, and yeah, hopefully be a bit more available for fucking shows. And chats. Oh, cool. The chats, which just happened to be a show at the end of it.
Yeah. That's been good, guys. Thanks.
Yeah.
Friday or Saturday next week, we can probably do either or, can't we?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds wet and moist to me.
Excellent.
Moist. Yeah, all right. Okay, well, catch up soon then, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
See you on the social, guys.
Tatty, bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Oh,
See ya.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.